Chapter 5. The New Union Official. After the shower, Susan was a different person. She was quiet and didn't laugh very often. One evening, a few months after the shower, Karen met Susan in a bar for a drink after work.
"You know, Karen, we really must leave the factory. It's very dangerous. How many times do we hear the alarm now? More and more often. And every time we hear it, we know that someone is in danger."
"How does it happen? I don't understand it," said Karen.
"It's because the factory is working 24 hours a day. The safety people can't do their job well. They have to check everything carefully every day. But when can they do it? When we finish, there are the people who come in to work at night. The managers don't care about the danger. They only care about the money. And you know, Karen, I am just the same. I also have to think only of money. I have 3 children, and my husband is dead. I need the money from the factory. It's more than I can get from any other job in Oklahoma. 3 children are expensive. Very expensive."
"Of course," answered Karen. "I understand. Drew and I have talked about this. He's thinking about leaving too."
"It's okay for a young man, strong like Drew. He can get many other jobs. You could leave too, Karen. Why don't you?"
"Because I've decided to change things here. I like the job, and I like the people who work here. The money is good. We just need to improve safety, that's all. Surely that's not difficult. We have to talk to the managers and tell them it's important. Do you know Bob in Laboratory 16? Well, don't laugh, but he's asked me to be on the union committee, and I'm gonna try it."
"But Karen, you can't. You're a woman. There are no women on the committee. The men won't vote for you," said Susan.
"Perhaps not," replied Karen. "But what about you? Will you vote for me? Do you know how many women work for this factory?"
"Hundreds."
"And why won't the men vote for me? Perhaps I'm the first woman who has asked for their vote."
Susan smiled.
"Well..."
But she couldn't find a good answer to Karen's question. A week later, when the workers had to vote for the new committee, most of the women voted for Karen, and a lot of the men voted for her too. They saw that she really wanted to change things at the factory, and everyone agreed with her that safety was very important. So Karen was now an official on the factory's union committee.